Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story is about a group of friends who come across this lost, mysterious trail up in the mountains. And this is their story. If you're new to the channel, please consider subscribing as it will help the channel a lot. Make sure to click on that bell and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. I first heard about the trail over dinner last week with my friends Cindy and Derek. We are all avid hikers, so discussions about trails came up often. "Have you ever been to Mount Home Trail?" Cindy asked before taking another bite of her steak. Derek gave her a look and reached to get more mashed potatoes off the table. "No, I haven't even heard of it. Where is it?" Cindy giggled. "There's a trick to find the trail. It's sort of magic. Just take any trail in the mountains for 5 miles. Then the next time it turns, keep going straight instead. Keep going off trail for 1 mile, and you'll find the Mountain Home Trail." I smiled politely and forked some carrots. Cindy had always been superstitious. I had seen her spend hundreds of dollars on psychics, go on a dozen ghost hunts, and once, after my boyfriend broke up with me, I woke up to her standing over me burning sage to clean me. While I loved her, I had learned to be skeptical of her stories.
"It's true," Derek said, noticing my disbelief. "It really does work. We went on it a few times while you were out of town last month."
"How does this even work, though? If it was that easy, wouldn't almost everyone have found it? And what is it like? Are you sure it's not just some random lost trail that's just not on topo maps?" Cindy made a pouty face. "Of course it isn't just a lost trail. You don't find it if you don't know the trick. And it isn't that easy. Just think about it," she said, shoving a piece of cornbread into her mouth. She was right. While the instructions were simple, it was harder than it seemed. Not everyone lived near mountains. Not every trail was longer than 5 miles, with or had curved at the end. Going straight off trail for a mile without hitting a city, another trail, or some impassable obstacle would be hard. When you got down to it, it wasn't something that would be easy for people to find, and certainly not by accident. I regret it now, but I was curious. "Okay, what's the trail like?" Derek opened his mouth, but was interrupted by Cindy's enthusiastic yelling. "It's so amazing! The colors are so deep, the trail winds through the beautiful woods, and the trail is well maintained. It's really cool. We should do a hike there this weekend." I figured there was no harm in a day hike, and exploring an unmapped trail in the backcountry would be a lot of fun. "I'm game." Derek looked down and picked at his food. "That trail gives me the creeps. I don't think we should go again. Why don't we don't just do Mount C? We haven't hit the haystack this year." Cindy shot Derek a glare before smiling at me. "Derek's exaggerating. At worst, it's just a little strange, like any other trail. Why don't you and I just go on our own, Jess? I know the way." "Sure, I'd love to see it. And I don't want to pressure you, Derek." "No." Derek looked up at us. "It's fine, I'll go. It's safer with 3 instead of just 2. Let's just be careful, okay?"
Cindy squealed in excitement.
Yes, I promise to be careful.
Derek smiled slightly, then returned to picking at his plate. Okay, let's go this Saturday. The trailhead is in the North Cascades. Let's meet there at 6 a.m. and try to beat any traffic. Bring enough gear for a night in the backcountry, Jess. Sounds great. Just send me the GPS coordinates for the trailhead. I answered with a smile. I arrived at the trailhead that Saturday at 6 a.m. sharp. I had driven by this particular trailhead before, but I had actually never hiked it. Derek and Cindy carpooled and were a few minutes late per usual. Cindy jumped out of Derek's truck, ran over to me, and almost knocked me over with a hug. I'm so excited! I love this trail! Derek walked over. All right. We had better get started so we have enough time before night. You both ready? Cindy disentangled herself from me and nodded. I checked my GPS, swallowed 4 sips of water, and nodded too. Let's go. The first part of the hike was pretty but uneventful. We passed through a dense forest on a well-marked trail, ascending the mountain through at first very gentle switchbacks, turning over time much shorter and steeper. As we got higher, we could see large mountains in the distance, towering upwards through the gradually receding morning clouds. As we climbed, I kept wondering what kind of trail they actually had found. The North Cascades is a relatively dangerous area to hike. Much of the terrain there is as empty as it is beautiful, and you may not run into anyone at all during the full day of hiking on the less popular trails. More than a few people had simply disappeared in this area, some of them quite experienced hikers. I could see why Derek was so concerned about us being on this unknown trail up here. At about 4.5 miles up the trail, Derek slowed down on a flat patch of the trail between 2 switchbacks and gestured at a nearby log. Let's take a break. Cindy and I sat next to each other. I took out one of my protein bars, and she took out one of her energy bars. Hey, want to trade half of yours for half of mine? I smiled. She always did this. I broke off half of my bar and handed it to her, and she did the same for hers, giving me a playful smile as we traded. Before we go this last mile, Derek paused to take a long drink of his water bottle. We need to talk about an important rule. Cindy's smile faded.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Once we go off the trail, and especially once we get into the Mount Home Trail, it is important we do not get separated. Let's all try to stay close, and if you start falling behind, shout so we can regroup. Why don't we just use rope like when we did at the glacier? He frowned and looked at Cindy. She swallowed a bit of the protein bar.
It's dangerous to rope up on the trail. Too easy to get pulled somewhere you don't want to go. We almost fell off a cliff when we roped up last time.
Derek nodded solemnly and continued drinking his water. We all sat quietly. Cindy smiling at me off and on, and Derek was just staring off into the distance. I was curious about the cliff story, but they both seemed to not want to say anything about it, so I just let it be. Once we were finished with our break, we resumed the hike. The trail turned, and we began going up a ridge. After moving up a steep grade nearly continuously for the past quarter mile, the trail veered off to the left immediately after the 5-mile mark. Derek looked to be sure we were still following, then kept going straight ahead, following the ridge right off the trail. We had all gone off trail before, so this was nothing new to any of us. We moved carefully, keeping within sight of each other and slowly down as we hit the obstacles like thorny bushes or rotting logs. As we kept hiking, the ridge got steeper and steeper, and the woods got more and more dense, pushing back against us as we kept moving forward. When the incline finally let up, we found ourselves in a clearing. Cindy started giggling, and I saw that there was a well-beaten trail ahead, with a wooden sign that said, Mount Home Trail. I pulled up my GPS to mark our location.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It just showed a question mark. It couldn't find any satellites.
It won't work, Derek said quietly, watching me fiddle with it. Navigation aids don't work here.
Cindy smiled and locked her left arm around my right. I told you it was real. You only get to walk the trail if you know the trick. I signed, defeated. I didn't know if she was right, but this was definitely weird.
Let's explore, shouted Cindy.
Derek looked ahead.
Yeah, let's keep moving.
The trail stayed fairly flat at first, with only a few small hills as we hiked. Cindy had been right. The colors of everything that were here were much brighter. The flowers in particular were most intense colors, and with each step it got more obvious. As we got about a mile in, I started noticing strange things in my peripheral vision. I kept thinking that I saw a lake or a mountain, but when I'd turn, I'd only find more trees and flowers. I wrote it off as exhaustion.
How far have you been on this trail? I asked.
Cindy puffed and smiled. We got about 4 miles in before we turned back at our last time out here, but...
I got a bit further, Derek said without looking back in almost a whisper.
Cindy's smile became a bit muted.
Yeah, he went out one day when I couldn't get off work. He never told me what he saw or how far he got, though.
Derek kept moving.
We could talk about it later. For now, let's just focus on hiking. I don't want to be out here all night.
At about a mile in, we spotted another hiker on the trail, walking towards us. He was about 6 feet tall and wore tan shorts, an athletic tank top, and trail runners. He had short hair, but it was mostly hidden under his cap. He was pretty normal looking as far as hikers go around here, but something about him made me uneasy.
Cindy smiled at him. Hey there, how's the trail up ahead?
He smiled back at Cindy.
Oh, it's lovely. Just be careful when you get to the waterfall. It's a doozy. I'm hoping to make it back before night, so I have to keep going. Happy trails, folks.
He walked away and Cindy's smile widened.
I've been looking forward to seeing a waterfall. You'll love it, Jess.
We kept moving, but Derek slowed down some and matched my pace. He eyed Cindy as he spoke to me quietly.
Hey, are you okay?
I smiled back. Yeah, the trail is definitely a bit weird, but I'm good. The waterfall sounds nice. It's pretty warm out here. He glanced at me before going back to watching Cindy.
There is no waterfall.
What? But Cindy said...
Yeah, that's why I came back here. There isn't a waterfall anywhere near us, and she should know that. All there is up ahead is just a weird-looking lake.
We stared at each other.
Maybe there's a waterfall when it rains?
He looked back towards Cindy, then at the ground.
Yeah, maybe. Either way... Be careful of the other hikers, he paused, and of Cindy.
We were both silent for a moment. This trail is dangerous. I nodded in response, unsure what to say. He sped up again, overtaking Cindy at the front of the group. As we kept walking, the colors of everything except us and our things kept getting brighter. It was like someone had oversaturated a photograph. I started noticing other unusual things. At first, it was subtle. Just a few plants blooming that shouldn't be blooming or even alive in summer. Or plants from other climates like cacti that were somehow growing alongside the trail. Over time, though, I started seeing plants that I had never even heard of. Blackberry bushes that had cacti fruit on them. Flowers that had pine needles. I also noticed that while I kept hearing animal noises. I had not exactly seen any animals since we had gotten to Mount Home Trail. Not even small birds or bugs. For a half mile or so, I thought that I saw a hiker wearing purple in the distance, only to see them vanish below the horizon as we got further along the trail.
"Did you see him too?"
asked Cindy.
"Yeah, just another hiker on the trail, I guess."
"What?"
Cindy seemed confused.
"I think it was Tyler from my work. You met him at my place last Thanksgiving, remember?"
Derek overheard our conversation and shot me a glance.
"How could you tell from this far away?"
Cindy laughed.
"It was so obviously him. I bet he's going to the waterfall. Wait until you see it. It's beautiful."
Derek cleared his throat. "It's starting to get a bit late. I think that we should start heading back here in a bit after we have a meal." Cindy put a hand on her mouth.
"That's smart. Let's try to get to the waterfall first, though. I want Jess to see it. We could have lunch there."
Derek grunted. "That's fine, as long as we could head back right after." Cindy nodded, and we kept hiking. We had reached the lake about an hour later, dropping down about 300 feet into a small valley. The lake was a strange green-purple color. At first, I thought it was an algae bloom or maybe just minerals, but the colors looked somewhat off. We found a small clearing at the very bottom of the valley near the lake with some logs and rocks to sit on. I went around the logs several times before choosing one and sitting down. Cindy took out her sandwich.
"What did I tell you, Jess? Isn't it beautiful?"
I took my pack off and started getting my food.
"The lake, you mean?"
"Not just the lake, the waterfall."
Derek looked at me, his expression stern. I smiled and touched Cindy's hand.
"What waterfall? I don't see one."
She huffed. "You can't see it way from here? It's way easier from higher up on the trail. It's just over behind the curve of the valley."
She pointed up the hill in the direction that we had just come from, but an area just over a ridge that was now out of sight. I shrugged. "I guess I didn't see it."
"Oh well, maybe we could check it out on the way back. I'm starving."
As she tore into her sandwich. Derek looked relieved and stood up.
"I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be over on the right side of the trail. Just shout if you need something."
He walked away from the lake into a patch of trees. I bit into my ham sandwich and looked to the other side of the valley, where the trail climbed back up and continued past the horizon. I still wasn't sure if this was just an old trail in a strange climate niche, but it was certainly weird no matter what it was. Supernatural or not, this was the most adventure I had had in a while. I wanted to come back and try this trail again. I ate another 4 bites of my sandwich and looked back towards the lake. The lake seemed more beautiful now that I could see it better. The light from the sun reflected off whatever was giving it the purple hue, making it seem to almost shimmer and have a purple glow. I was interrupted by Cindy squealing.
"It's Tyler! I just saw him!"
"Where?" I darted my head around.
"He just went over the top of the hill over there."
She pointed to the hill just a few hundred feet down the trail. She got up and started running, not even taking her pack.
Hey, wait! We could try to catch up when Derek gets back.
He'll be gone by then. Just head up the trail once Derek comes back and I'll meet you over the hill.
No, wait, we can't...
I sighed. She was already over the hill. I quickly ate the rest of my sandwich and was just putting my trash into my pack when Derek came back. He froze when he saw her pack and turned to me.
Where is she?
I pointed towards the hill. She said that she saw Tyler and went running over there. She said to meet us just over the hill.
The color drained from his face.
I'll go check for her if you want to.
No.
He shook some as he spoke.
Did you forget the rule? We stay together. We do not get separated. You don't go anywhere alone.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I sighed. I waited for you, didn't I? Look, one of us needs to go get her before she gets too far ahead.
He nodded and took a deep breath.
Yes, I could eat later. Let's both go.
We put our packs on and started running down the trail. We crested the hill, but she wasn't there. From the hilltop, we had a clear view of the entire trail up to the rim of the valley. She was nowhere to be seen. We both got startled as we heard someone humming behind us. We turned and saw a short old man with black hair going gray and a large bald spot. He was wearing a purple tracksuit with a small backpack and was jogging up the trail from where we had come. He looked like the person that I had seen in the distance earlier. He smiled and nodded at us. I shuddered.
"Pleasant day for it, isn't it?"
he said, stopping next to us while he continued jogging in place. Derek looked at him up and down.
"Hey, weren't you ahead of us earlier?"
I asked.
He smiled. "It's best not to compare where you are at to others on the trail. Only to compare where you are and where you've also been, young lady.
Women, huh?"
He winked at Derek. I rolled my eyes. "Have you seen our friend, about 5'4", black hair, lots of energy? She came this way just a few minutes ago."
He shook his head slowly.
"I haven't seen your friend, only a young woman named Cindy."
Derek tensed. I smiled.
"That's her."
The man chuckled.
"Not anymore."
He gave us a toothy grin that was just a bit too wide for a few seconds before opening his mouth once more.
"Happy trails."
With that, the man jogged away, humming to himself. I started to follow him, but Derek grabbed my shoulder.
"We can't go after him. We need to get out of here. She's gone."
"We can't just leave her behind. Whatever or whoever this is, search and rescue is going to need help bringing her to the..."
He raised his voice.
"We're not looking for her, not now. Even from up here, we can't see where she went. She's gone. We are staying together and we are hiking out of here. There's only two of us now."
His jaw was set, but I could see him slightly shaking. I hesitated, then nodded. There was nothing that we could do for now, and I didn't want to be stuck here overnight. We could call for help once we got back to our cars. The hike out was rough. The terrain had seemed flat on the way in, but it had actually been going slightly downhill. The way back was all uphill. This wouldn't be a problem except that it began to rain, and the trail quickly turned into a muddy stream. The water managed to soak through our boots and made everything slippery. The conditions forced us to move more slowly, and we would periodically slip and start the slide down the trail.
"We need to move faster,"
Derek said, grunting as he pushed his boots deeper into the mud to get up a small hill.
"I'm going as fast as I can. If we try to move much faster, we're both likely going to get injured."
"I know, but it's starting to get dark."
He was right. The sun was fading. And as it did, the trail started to become more obviously wrong. The intense colors did not fade as the sun started setting. They somehow seemed even brighter. The odd signs in my peripheral vision had become more disturbing as well. I was seeing people staring at us, only to once again find that there was no one there when I looked. We reached the Mount Home Trail just past 9, the final rays of sun just setting. As we crossed the threshold beyond the sign, I felt a bit less anxious. Derek stopped and I almost ran into him.
"We still have 6 more miles to our cars. We need to keep moving."
He looked down, not meeting my eyes.
"Let's just take a minute to catch our breath before we go down."
I stared at him.
"What aren't you telling me, Derek?"
He made eye contact, but just for a second.
"They won't believe you, search and rescue."
I narrowed my eyes.
"What do you mean?"
He shook his head.
"You'll see."
I sighed. "Fine, let's go." We bushwhacked until we reached the original trail again. We raced down the trail as quickly as we dared, moving a bit faster than was probably safe. Fortunately, the rain had let up, and hiking was much easier now. We sprinted down the switchbacks, cutting across the more gentle ones. We were both panting when we had reached our cars at about 11 p.m. Derek leaned against my car as I grabbed my phone from inside and dialed 911.
911, what's your emergency?
I need search and rescue for my friend who went missing on a lake. I have the GPS coordinates for the trail.
Yes, ma'am. Please give me those whenever you're ready and I'll get the sheriff out there.
But my friend got lost on an unlisted trail we found. The sign called it was Mount Home Trail.
The operator fell silent for a moment. She spoke again in a shrill voice.
Making a prank 911 call is a crime.
And then she hung up on me. I looked at Derek. He was staring off into space and still leaning against my car. I sighed.
We have to go back and look for her.
He kept staring into space.
No, I don't want to go on this trail again to begin with. It's far too dangerous to go out there again, and just the two of us? I've lost her.
I crossed my arms.
You what?
His face softened.
I don't want to lose you two.
I felt tears in my eyes, and I leaned against the car next to him. I spoke softly.
We can't just leave her out there.
He turned away. It's been 4 days since that hike. I've talked Derek into hiking the trail one more time to find her, with me and 2 acquaintances who do search and rescue and don't believe a word I say about the trail. I've been acting confident, but I'm scared. Scared we won't find her. And even more scared of what we'll find if we do. We leave at 5 a.m. tomorrow. If I make it back, I'll send you guys an update. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight, and I really hope that she and Derek find their missing friend. Crossing fingers. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night, and stay spooky.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.